Audio, Yaw 3.
Hi, learners. Welcome back. Today, we are tackling the topic that makes every adult in Jamaica groan. Taxes. It is the one thing we cannot avoid. You work hard for your money, you are excited to see your paycheck, and then you look at the slip and see a smaller number than you expected. You ask yourself, where did my money go? Who is taking it? And why? Well, today, we are going to demystify the Jamaican tax system. We will explain what you pay, why you pay it, and how to legally keep more of your money in your pocket.
Let us start with the most direct tax, payroll taxes. When you get a job, your employer is required by law to deduct money before they even hand you the check. We call these statutory deductions. We already talked about NIS and NHT in the previous lessons, which are savings for your future. But there are two others that are pure taxes. The first is education tax. You pay 2.25% of your salary, and your employer pays another 3.5%. This money goes directly to the Ministry of Education to fund primary schools, high schools, and universities like UWI and UTech. If you went to school in Jamaica, this tax helped pay for it. The big one, however, is income tax. This is usually 25%. But listen closely, because this is where people get confused. You do not pay 25% on every single dollar you earn. Jamaica has a tax-free threshold. This is a safety zone. Currently, the first $1.5 million you earn every year is tax-free. You pay zero income tax on that amount. You only pay the 25% tax on the money you earn above that $1.5 million. So if you earn $1.6 million, you only pay tax on that extra $100,000. This system is designed to protect lower-income earners.
Now let us talk about the tax you pay when you spend money. This is called GCT, or General Consumption Tax. It is usually 15%, and it is added to the price of most goods and services. You buy a new phone? You pay GCT. You go to the movies? You pay GCT. It is a consumption tax, meaning the more you spend, the more you pay. But the government knows that everyone needs to eat to survive, so they have made a list of exempt items. These are things you can buy without paying any GCT. This list includes basic food items like raw rice, flour, cornmeal, raw meat, fresh vegetables, yam, banana, and basic medicines. It also includes things like school books. So here's a financial hack. If you cook at home using raw ingredients, you pay zero tax on your food. If you buy fast food or processed snacks in a box, you pay the 15% tax. Eating healthy is actually cheaper because it is tax-free.
Okay, I have a major alert for all my online shoppers. If you buy things from Amazon, Shein, or eBay and ship them to Jamaica, you have to deal with customs. Import duties in Jamaica can be very high. Sometimes, by the time you pay the duty, the GCT, the customs admin fee, and the environmental levy, the cost of your item almost doubles. But there is a golden rule, the $50 limit. Here is how it works. If the total value of your package is $50 or less, you do not pay any customs duty. You usually just pay a small processing fee to your courier. But if your package is $51, even just $1 over the limit, you have to pay duty on the full value of the package. Not just the extra dollar, but the whole thing. So be smart. If you have a cart with $80 worth of stuff, do not ship it all at once. Split it into two orders of $40 each. You will save thousands of Jamaican dollars in taxes just by splitting up your packages.
That is a crucial tip, Fenrir. Now, let us look at investing. When you put your money in a savings account at the bank pays you interest. But did you know the government taxes that interest? It is called withholding tax, and it is 25%. So if you earn $100 in interest, the bank takes $25 and sends it to the government before you even see it. However, this is why we love the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Generally, the capital gains you make from selling stocks on the JSE are tax-free for individuals. If you buy a stock for $10 and sell it for $20, you keep that profit. There is no capital gains tax on that transaction for regular people. This is the government's way of encouraging you to invest in Jamaican businesses. It is a massive tax advantage that wealthy people use, and you should use it too.
We also need to mention property tax. If you own land or a house in Jamaica, you have to pay property tax every year on April 1st. This tax pays for streetlights, garbage collection by the NSWMA, and community maintenance. The amount depends on the unimproved value of your land, which means how much the land is worth without the house on it. You can pay this online or at the tax office. Please do not ignore this. If you do not pay, the government can charge you high interest, and eventually, in extreme cases, they can auction your land to recover the money. Keep your property safe by paying your tax on time.
Finally, why do we pay all this? I know it hurts to see the money leave your account, but taxes are the membership fee for living in a civilized society. That money paves the roads we drive on, like Highway 2000. It pays the salaries of the nurses at KPH and the police officers who protect us. It keeps the streetlights on. Without taxes, the government cannot function.
So our goal is not to evade taxes, which is illegal and can send you to jail. Our goal is to be tax efficient. Use the GCT exemptions on food. Use the $50 limit for online shopping. Use the tax-free benefits of the stock exchange and pension plans. Be smart with your money, follow the rules, and build your wealth the right way. Walk good, learners, and see you in the next lesson.
Previous lesson, back to course, next lesson.